The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. It's entirely unsurprising for the anti-global European left to oppose a trade deal with America. But with Canada? The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, painstakingly negotiated over 7 years, would cut trade barriers between Europe and the world's 10th largest economy. Thankfully, Europe's politicians have begun the process of approving it, but their reluctance bodes ill for the proposed TTIP deal with the U.S. and more generally for free trade in Europe. The main objections to the Canada deal are similar to those against TTIP, and that is it would lead to lower product standards and undermine national sovereignty. But these concerns pale in comparison with the benefits of free trade in promoting prosperity. Free trade is not without its victims, and governments need to do more to help workers hurt by it. That's not an argument, though, for opposing any particular deal or the concept in general. Free trade deserves a bolder defense than Europe's leaders are giving it. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com or View Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.